It was on Friday when staff noticed Betts wasn't behaving normally. Despite work by veterinarians, her health declined and she died late Saturday. The zoo says examinations are underway to figure out what led to the 11-year-old passing away. Betts was introduced in May of 2015, and not long after that, zoo CEO Scott Barton revealed that they had plans for her to start breeding.
We've seen some very exciting behavior between Betts and our male, who's Missy, to where we think that a successful breeding of African elephants could be in our future over the next few years.
In a statement, Barton adds that her death is a great loss to Fresno Chaffee Zoo, and the team continues to figure out the underlying cause. Dominic McAndrew, KMJ News.